Joe. Hi, Joe. It's Tim Carter. Pleasure to have you on the Ask the Builder Show. What can I do for you today?
Is this me?
It's you. It's you. Hello, you.
Yeah, this is Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, shortly after Katrina hit New Orleans,
yes,
you briefly mentioned the idea of going down there.
Yeah, I know. I did, and I haven't been able to pull it together. And actually, the reason I pulled back from that is the prediction that I made about getting the biggest problem with going down there was not getting the people, because I was convinced we could get the people to go, and we still can. The biggest problem was the material logistics. And I'm telling you, I'm still finding out. I'm watching through my trade publications. It's still a nightmare trying to get materials there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And not only that, the bedlam, like with actually the core of New Orleans, you know, where, you know, everybody had all these great intentions. Let's go down there and help those people and rebuild those houses. Well, now, you know, the federal government, and I think the city of New Orleans, I don't know if they're still struggling with it or what they're going to do, but it sounds like they're just going to bulldoze thousands of houses. You know, there's no chance to go down there and help rebuild them. I mean, they're just taking them down. You know,
But another thing is accommodations.
Right.
The hotels, FEMA put the residents that
in the hotels.
Houses in the hotels. Now, they have given those people notice come Mardi Gras that they have to be out of there for that. Of course, they'd probably get a couple hundred bucks a night or better for those rooms.
Right.
But I have an opportunity. I have some friends, a few families down there who, you know, just friends of mine who need some help. And they have a FEMA trailer in front of their house, which they're not staying in, so I could stay down there. My thoughts are, I didn't know how, sounds like you have been in touch to some degree.
Yeah, what happened is I announced this also in my online newsletter, and I've been in constant contact with a couple of contractors down in New Orleans, you know, and they're telling me the same thing, like, Tim, forget about it, man. I mean, they're saying the same thing you're saying. There's no place to stay. It's hard to get materials. They said you'd have to bring everything with you. It's like you if you're going to come down here to help, you better bring a couple of tractor trailers with you of everything. I mean, because it's like a third world country trying to get materials, you know. So they just said they said it's not going to be like your regular building experience where you just go to the lumber yard and everything you need's there. You know, that infrastructure is getting built back up. Don't get me wrong. You know, so
They did say that the Home Depots, et cetera, the box stores are open.
But me and the box stores are like oil and water.
Okay? Right.
In fact, I got some news coming up about that on the website that people are just not going to believe what I'm going to do on the website here coming right around the corner. All right, Joe, I got to take a quick break. If you want to keep talking about this, I'm more than happy to put you on hold. But I mean, I got the producers looking at me like he's a death ray looking at me. I got to take a break. So,
okay.
Do you want to continue the conversation?
Yeah, just for a bit.
Okay, I'll put you on hold. Let's go back and talk to Joe. Hey, Joe, how you doing, buddy? I'm still here, and I hope you are too. So. Fill us in quick about your comments about Katrina.
They have went down to do some work on their property, just getting personal belongings and stuff out to clean out and stuff. They had, after that, maybe a week of that, they had respiratory problems for a couple of months. And I'm wondering about not only anything I could take with me that's not available down there supplies-wise or tool-wise that you might have specific, but also, get any thoughts on that?
Yeah, well,
the
mold, that mold thing is a serious issue. I mean, here's the problem. I'm a real estate broker, among other things. I have to take these continuing education classes. And early last spring, actually I think it was late winter, I took this class about mold over at the Cincinnati Board of Realtors. And the woman who taught it was the best continuing education I've ever had my entire life. This woman was awesome. She was a PhD. She used to work at Procter & Gamble, and now she's got her own kind of side consulting mold business. But anyway, the one thing I learned that's kind of fascinating is that we as human beings, we all kind of react differently to molds. In other words, some people are, you yourself could walk into this room just filled with mold spores and it wouldn't even bother you. You know, it's like ho-hum, big deal. Somebody else could walk in, and I mean within minutes, you know, go into anaphylactic shock. I mean, so that's what's so weird about mold. You know, whereas other type of toxins, you know, like if you get injected with a certain type of drug or like an anesthetic, I mean, it just knocks everybody out. See what I mean? But molds are crazy, man. I mean, everybody reacts differently. So I can tell you that if I was going to go down there, that you bet that I'd be wearing all the time inside a place. I'd have a heap of, you know, one of the very specialized respirators on. There is no way I'm going into one of those buildings because I'm telling you what, some of that stuff is very toxic. Okay. It can be. I mean, even some of the standard molds like the Aspergillum and these other ones that are very, very, very common. They seriously affect some people. I mean, but other people, like I said, you or I could go in there all day long till the cows come home and not be bothered. But you don't.
I've never been bothered working around it, but
well,
you know that condition
maybe not
down
that.
There around 100 degrees.
Yeah,
it's just perfect.
I mean, and plus there'd be much more of it. I mean, you know, in other words, the mold around town here. I mean, if you would have seen some of the photographs that she showed us of some of the jobs she's been where they've had what they call mold blooms, it was just like some of the photos I was seeing on the news where there were these giant patches of mold on the walls and ceilings everywhere. You know, whereas in most of the houses, when you or I see mold, we see a small patch of it.
Yeah.
So imagine 100 times or 1,000 times the volume of mold spores in a location. So all I can tell you is I'd be really careful. You know, just be careful, man, because it's your health. I mean, you're trying to do a good thing, but be careful.
Well, thanks for the good thing you're doing.
All right. Well, I'm not doing anything right now except just talking, yap, yap, yapping. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Joe.
Okay, Tim.
Call anytime, pal.
All right.
All righty.
Bye.